It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It took 2 days for election officials in Zimbabwe to even begin releasing results of its election last Saturday. And that has members of the opposition accusing the president of trying to rig the vote. The election is seen as the toughest challenge to President Robert Mugabe's 28-year hold on power. Zimbabwe is in an economic meltdown with 8 out of 10 people out of work and inflation running at 100,000%. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who's on a mission to the Middle East, had sharp words for the conduct of the elections and for Mugabe himself.
We've tried to make a case, and as has the entire world, that there needed to be free and fair elections in Zimbabwe as much as it was possible. The Mugabe regime is a disgrace to the people of Zimbabwe and a disgrace to Southern Africa and to the continent of Africa as a whole.
Strong words from Condoleezza Rice. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton has been monitoring Zimbabwe's election from Johannesburg, South Africa, and joins us. And Ophebia, why is it taking so long for the release of these results? They're actually just trickling out even today.
It depends who you talk to. The head of the Election Commission, Judge George Chiweshe, says it's because Zimbabwe held 4 votes simultaneously, presidential, parliamentary, senatorial and local government elections on the same day, Saturday, for the first time, and that it's a mammoth task. He says the magnitude of the task of collating and vote counting for all 4 is why the election results are delayed. But the opposition is saying the Electoral Commission has not announced these results because that will give the government of President Robert Mugabe time to rig the vote. And the opposition is already declaring victory in these polls.
The opposition has some basis to make that accusation because it's generally thought that President Mugabe did manipulate the vote in the last election.
Yes, that was the last election, but coming to this one, everybody was hoping that this would be a free and fair election. The opposition supporters were out celebrating in the streets of the capital Harare yesterday and other towns because their leaders said they had won. Now, the government didn't do anything during the day yesterday. It let this euphoria sort of unfold till the evening, and then it sent out security agents, police and troops, riot police, onto the streets just before nightfall. And at midnight, in fact, the Election Commission said it would begin announcing results. So everybody is a little confused. What exactly is going on? And even election observers, and I have to say here that most Western observers were not allowed into Zimbabwe because President Mugabe considers Western countries hostile. But the African observers and Southern African observers came out with their report. The Southern African Development Community said that it considered that Zimbabweans had expressed their free will. But Diane Kolobana, now she's a South African opposition MP and a member of the Regional Communities Observer Mission, refused to sign the report. She said the build-up to the election was chaotic and rigged. Have a listen.
I don't think a little tap on the wrist goes anything like far enough. And it's a farce. An election is not just voting day. And it is not simply a process from 7 in the morning till 7 in the evening. It is a build-up to the entire event. This is nothing free or fair about this election.
Now, Renee, that is the opinion of 2 opposition South African MPs who were part of this regional delegation. But it's confusing because some of the election observers are saying while the vote was not free and fair, that they felt that the will of the Zimbabwean people was expressed. So confusion all round and everybody waiting to hear who has won the presidential vote, who their lawmakers will be and who their local councillors will be.
Just briefly, when will the results be in?
That is the $60 million question. I think Zimbabweans are not sure. And what they want to know is that they had their vote meant something, that they voted freely and fairly. And they're saying to the Election Commission chief, please release the results and make sure they are the correct and honest results.
Ophebia, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton in Johannesburg, South Africa, where she is monitoring the results of the election in Zimbabwe.